Blog Talk Radio.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome all listeners to the service today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. We want to welcome our new listeners. We do hope and pray that you will continue to come and be a part of the service every Sunday. We want to encourage you to follow Voice of Truth on Blog Talk Radio. You can just Google Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, Blog Talk Radio, and just click the follow button there, and you'll be able to follow this ministry. Amen. Here at Voice of Truth, we will read the Word of God to you. We will open up the lines for prayer, and at this time, if you need prayer, the prayer line is open. Amen. If you need prayer, the prayer line is now open. And we just give God all the glory and all of the honor for this day, for this is a day that the Lord has made. I don't know about you, but I'm going to put all my trust in the Lord. No matter what's going on, we got to put all of our trust in the Lord, because he's able to keep us, he's able to sustain us, he's able to protect us from all things, and he can supply all of our needs. Amen. At Voice of Truth, we'll read all, we will read you the Word of God. We will also open the lines up for prayer, and I'll also do a general prayer, and then we'll bring forth the Word of God. Amen. One word from the Lord, so we thank God for his Word. Amen. If you need prayer at this time, if you would just press the 1, and if nobody pressed the 1, we're just going to keep it moving. Amen. We're just going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it moving. Amen. To God be the glory. I don't see anybody with their hands raised for prayer, amen. But we want to encourage you to do that. You know, when the prayer line is open, to get prayer when you need prayer. Don't be ashamed to get prayer. We just ask that you give us where you're calling from in your prayer request and not your name, because we are a worldwide ministry and people listen all over the world, and we don't want you to put your business out on Front Street. So we give God all the glory and honor for you being here today. Amen. When nobody has their hand right, I'm going to go ahead and open this up in general prayer. Father God, we just give you all the praise and all of the glory for this day, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you woke us up this morning, that you got us started on our way, God. We thank you that we have a roof over our head and clothes on our backs and shoes on our feet. We thank you, God, that you are God that's able to supply every one of our needs, oh God. We thank you, God, that we have what we need. We may not have everything that we want, but we do have everything that we need. And we give you all the glory and all the honor for that, even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for Jesus, the blood that is shed. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. We give you all of the glory. We magnify, we glorify your name. We lift your name up on high, for thou art worthy, Lord, of all of our praises. Lord, we said thank you. We can't make it without you, Lord, and we need you every day of our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray right now for healing in the mind, the body, and the soul of your people all over the land, God. We ask that you will save souls even now, Lord, for your glory, God. God, in the name of Jesus, because Jesus came that they might live and have an abundant life through Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your faith and your hope. We thank you, Father God, that you're able to do a seen abundant of all that we could ever ask or think. We pray for those who are sick, Lord. We pray for healing, God. We pray that they will call on the healer, the true healer, the true physician, even now, Lord. And we just release healing, God, over them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we say be made whole in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for the healing, Lord. We give you all the praise, God, and all of the glory for even now, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will meet the needs in the homes of your children all over the world, whether it be physical, spiritually, or mentally, Lord. We thank you for supplying that need, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to bless the homes with peace and not confusion, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we thank you that all their bills are paid, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and all of the honor, even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for peace in the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for there's so much confusion, so much sorrow, and so much pain. We pray for your peace, God. Give us a peace of mind in the midst of all of the troubled times, oh God, and the trials and the tribulation, God. We ask for peace, perfect peace in you. We pray that you would give them rest in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And those that can't sleep at night and walk on the floor, God, we pray that you will give them rest. We pray that you will give them sweet sleep, oh God. Let them let go and let God. We pray, Father God, that they will stop worrying about the things that they cannot change, oh God, and give it over to you, for you know and you care about them, oh God. You said, Father, all those who are heavy laden to come unto you, to bring their burdens and their sorrows and their pains unto you. Oh, Father God, we pray that they will call out unto your name now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I just release peace, peace, peace in the atmosphere right now, Lord. Peace, I release it right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now. We ask that you will save souls, bring home prodigal sons and prodigal daughters, oh God, for your glory. Clean them up for your glory, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We'll give you all the praise, oh God. We thank you again for giving us this day. We thank you for keeping us and keeping us in our right mind, oh God. We thank you for feeding us and clothing us. And we thank you, God, for your holy word. We give this word back unto you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified, God. Let not one person hear alone, but let them hear the spirit of truth that speaketh through the spirit, through the messenger of God. We give you all the praise and all of the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. It is so and it is done. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I need the Lord. I need him on this Christian journey. Amen. To God be the glory. The message today is going to come, and I'm going to do something a little different today. I'm going to read two sets of scriptures, but the first scripture I'm going to read is going to be Revelation chapter 3 and verse number 20. And the word of God reads, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and I will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcome will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcome and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the church." Verse number 20, "Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man hears my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and I will sup with him, and he with me." That would be our key scripture. But I also want to go over to this here, John 10, and I want to read verses 7 through 13. And the word of God reads, "Then said Jesus unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I come that thou might have life, and that thou might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd give his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the sheep shepherd, whom owns the sheep or not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and cares not for the sheep." Amen. To God be the glory. We thank him for his holy word. The title of the message today is Open the Door. Open the Door. I said earlier that Revelation chapter 3 and 20 would be our main key scripture. "Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me." The question is, who is knocking at your door? Is Jesus knocking? Is it the devil knocking? Is it the world knocking? Who is knocking at your door? Can you hear the knocking at the door? It goes something like this. Knocking. Jesus said, "Behold, I'm knocking at the door. But I need you to open the door." You know, many of us, and I can say about me, well, somebody's knocking at my door, I will get up and I'll look through the peephole to see who it is, whether it's the front door or the back door, because I got a peephole in every door, to see who it is. Now, if you come to my door and you didn't call me and tell me that you were coming, I'm going to look through the peephole and I'm going to sit down, because you didn't announce that you were coming. You know, and sometimes we are light, but Jesus is knocking. He's knocking at the door of our heart. And he said, let me come in to your heart. He says, I'm the good shepherd, but you gotta let me come in to your heart. There's many knocking. And we know today we got slain stuff about knocking, what they said today, knocking the boots. And I don't have to tell y'all what that is. Y'all already know what that is. We have knocking. You know, back in the day, they used to have a superstition thing, or somebody would say something, and they thought it might have bring a bad luck or something would happen, and they would say, I better knock on wood. You know, and there's many types of knocking. When the motor gets bad in the car, you have knocking. When you hear the pistons and the engine knocking, you have a knocking. Well, Jesus is saying, behold, I stand at the door. I'm standing at the door of your heart, but you walk out to the door. Many of us will not open the door and let Jesus in. You know, back in the day before they had doorbells, that's what people did. They knocked on the door. Most of the time, they are knocked about three times on the door. Because, you know, back in the day, they didn't have the peepholes and stuff like that. When I was a little girl, they didn't have that. You didn't really have the doorbell. But Jesus was saying in the word of God, if we will open the door and that we will let him in, he will sup with us. He will talk with us. He will walk with us. He'll be our friend. He will keep us. He'll hold our hand. If we will allow him to come in to our life, he will be everything that we need. But the problem is, many of us open the door to the wrong thing. We open the door to the things of the world, lust. We open the door to fornication. We open the door to adultery. We open the door to unnatural relationship. We open the door to theft and murder. We open the door to all of these things that is not of God. Because in John, it tells us how Jesus is a good shepherd, but the hireling come, he's not a good shepherd. That's talking to representing the enemy when he comes. When he comes, he comes to steal kids in the store. And most of the time, those are the doors that we will open that will lead us to destruction. We got to open the door to our heart to Jesus. You know, a powerful woman of God, my leader, would say, you know, if I don't open my heart to others, if I don't open my heart, and my heart is a heart of stone, if my heart is so hard and the ground is so hard, like the hard ground that need to be plowed, if I don't allow anybody in, well, Jesus can't get in either. I got to open the door. Jesus has came, and he has come so that we might have life, that we might be saved, that we might be healed, that we might be delivered. Jesus is saying unto us, I am the way. I am the door. I am the truth. I am life. I am standing at the door. Behold, I stand at the door. Behold, I'm knocking at the door, your heart. Behold, open the door that I may come in. He says, I know that you're going through. I know your name, and I care for you. But you got to let me in. If you let me in, I can heal you. If you let me in, if you open the door, I can save your soul. If you open the door, I can deliver you from sin. If you open the door, I can set you free. I can wake everything off of you that shouldn't be there. I can heal your body. I can heal your mind. But you got to open the door. We got to open the door to the things of God. But we don't open the door to the things of God. We open the door when the devil's knock. When the devil knocks, now he got a knock too. And those that are spiritual know what I'm talking about. The devil will come and knock on your door. And he will open up all kind of doors and introduce you to all kind of things that should not be in your life. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what the word of God just said unto us. That he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. You say, well, I ain't opening the door to the devil. Well, when you open the door, you know, sometimes, you know, he ain't going to come with the red costume on and the horn and the long tails. How you guess how he going to come? He going to come through family members. He going to come through friends. He going to come through children. He can come through grandchildren. He can come many ways. But when he comes to introduce you to things to destroy you, that will destroy your mind, that will destroy your body, that will destroy your life. Destroy the plans. They're trying to destroy the plans of God for your life when it comes. That's why the Bible said they don't care. The hiring don't care about the sheep. And then they'll get you out there once you open the door, and then they leave you. But Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. And when you open the door up to me, I come to save. Because Jesus yet saves. He yet heals. He yet delivers. He came from all me. Mankind, that all might live and be saved through him, his life, his blood. We got to open the door to Jesus to let him into our hearts and into our lives. But you know what? You know there's a song that said, I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. So some of us hear him knocking. We have a small, still voice. And it's knocking. It's speaking unto him. It's knocking. It's calling us by our name. But we won't answer the door. We won't let him in. We won't seek him. We won't ask him to come into our life and be our Lord and Savior. Because we're so caught up with our material things in life that we can't hear the Spirit of the living God. We can't hear the truth. When things are knocking at our door, we need to make sure that it is of God. Because the devil will come to kill and destroy what God wants to do in your life. The devil always knocking on somebody's door. He always knocking on somebody's door. He'll knock on your door any time of night. He'll knock on your door when Jody calls you. He'll knock on you on your door when Jezebel calls you. Or Delilah. Don't mean you no good. He'll knock on your door when somebody calls you and wants to take you down the road of sin and darkness. He's knocking on the door. He's knocking on the door. When it tells you to taste a little bit of this and taste a little bit of that, it ain't gonna hurt you. He opening the door. We got to get it right. We got to open our door unto Jesus, the Savior of the world. We got to open our door to Christ. Jesus, we got to open the door. He said, behold, I stand knocking at the door. But you'll hear his mouth still voice, yet we will not stop because we don't want to come out of the world of sin. We want to walk down in sin and darkness when the Son of Man came, that all might live, that he laid down his life for the world, that all might be saved, that all might be healed and delivered. He came for the world. God so loved the world that he sent his only son that you might live. Come to Jesus. Come while you still have time. Tomorrow is not promised unto thee. We got to get our house in order. We got to open the door to our heart and allow Jesus to come in and talk with us. Whatever you're going through right now in your life, Jesus knows all about it. And he's there if you will call on the name of the Lord. If you will just call. Answer the call to salvation. He's knocking at the door. He's knocking. You got to let him in. You got to let him in. You got to let him in. He said, if you allow me to come in, then I can save your soul.
If you allow me to come in, I can heal you from the brokenness. I can restore you. I can give you life if you come. If you will open up the door. But you won't open the door because of the pleasures of the world. Come unto Jesus. Open the door. The new world, I stand at the door and I knock. Open the door. Open the door. I came that you might live and have life. And a more abundant life. I came to restore, to reconcile man back to God. Come to Jesus while you still have time. While the blood is yet running warm in your veins. You know, if you come to Jesus, if you open the door to Jesus, he said, I'll give you rest. He said, if you open the door, I give you peace. I give you peace of mind. If you open the door, I will give you my love. I will give you my agape love. I'll give you that love that you don't have. But you got to open the door. Open the door to Jesus, the Son of the living God. Open the door. Because we won't open the door. That's him that's speaking to you. It's him that's knocking at the door, saying, open the door unto me and let me in so that I can heal you, so that I can deliver you, so I can set you free, so I can provide and sustain you, so I can give you hope and faith for tomorrow, so that I can give you peace and joy. True love and faith and strength. That I can save your soul and give you life everlasting. We got to open the door to Jesus. Won't you let him in? Will you let him in? Will you answer the small, little voice? You know? Jesus loves you. He loves me. And he died for the world that all might live. But we have to receive him. We cannot reject the Son of God. We must believe on the one that was sent. He said, we don't believe in it, John 3. He said, we don't believe, and I'm going to paraphrase. If we don't believe on the one that was sent, if we don't believe in God's only begotten Son, if we don't believe that he came, if we don't believe that he came in the flesh, if we don't believe that he rose again, if we don't believe that he died and he rose again, if we don't believe that he lived, if we don't believe that he got up, we're condemned already if we don't believe. We got to believe. We got to come. Because he's knocking at the door of our heart so that we will might be saved. But you still saying, I ain't letting him in. You won't let him in. But we let everything else in our heart and in our mind and our spirit that don't help us at all. It leading us on the wrong road. And they're leading us on the road of destruction. Jesus said, behold, I stand. And I'm knocking. Open the door. I'm knocking. I'm knocking. But you won't let me in. Why won't you let me in? I care for you. I died. That you might have life. I live, so shall you live. If you come, if you open the door, I came that you might live. I came that you might be saved.
And I didn't come for salvation, but I came for you to have the abundance in every area of your life, not just salvation. Everything in your life shall live if you just open the door. You say, well, Lord, I can't make it, Lord. I can't pay the bill, Lord. The man I want to act right. The woman I want to act right. I got more bills than I got money. I'm sick of my body, Lord. I don't know what direction to go in, Lord. But he said, if you just open the door, if you open the door, if you open the door to the truth, if you open the door to the light, because he is the light. If I open the door, he will come in and sup with me. He will come in with me. Come to Jesus while you still have time. Open the door of your heart to Jesus and let him come in. When you open the door of your heart to Jesus, he will come in the door. And he will open doors for you that no man can close. But you got to let him in. See, Jesus ain't like the devil. Devil open the door and slam the door in your face and leave you out there to fall. But Jesus opened doors that no man can close. He opened the door that we can have life in every area of our life because he's a good shepherd. And when the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want because he's able to keep us. We got to call on the name of the Lord. And we got to turn from sin. We got to stop opening the door to sin. And we got to get rid of our evil ways, our perverse ways, our sinful ways, our lustful ways. Greed and pride and boasting, adultery, fornication, lying, backbiting, unclean thoughts, whole money, churchiness, Sunday morning Christian, unnatural relationship, hate and bitterness, operating in witchcraft, serving out of God, little z God. We open the door to all of that. All of that. Now, I don't know where you are. But I know that if you open the door and allow Jesus to come into your heart this day, if you allow him to come in your heart today, and I want to give the invitation to Christ, if you will allow him to come into your heart today, because he's knocking, and you have a choice to let him come in. He's already made the way. He's already died upon the cross. He's already done shed his blood. He's not doing that no more. That's a done deal. It's up to you to come. So if you are not saved, for real, for real, for real, you don't know Jesus. We're going to start right there. You don't know Jesus. I want you to say this prayer with me. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. This day I open the door of my heart, and I ask you to come in and be my Lord and Savior. I ask you to heal me, deliver me, and set me free. I repent of my sin with a godly sorrow. I believe that you lived, you died, and you rose again just for me. I need you to help me, but today, I open the door of my heart. I give my life unto thee. I give you my mind, my soul, and my spirit. I give it unto thee to be my Lord and my Savior. If you said that prayer and you honestly do it, I want you to hit me up on Facebook. Amen. I want you to hit me up on Facebook, Elaine Jackson. You can inbox me there. And I will do some session with you and also my leaders will too as well. Amen. So we want you to get it right. We want you to open the door to the things and the goodness of the Almighty God. What an awesome God we serve. I want to encourage you to do that. If you are churching it and you are on the church row, and you know the sad thing is that there's so many people that are churching it, going to church every Sunday dressed up with their ties and bow ties and all of that, but you're not truly saved. You don't know Jesus. I want to encourage you today to stop churching it. Stop being a church going a Sunday morning Christian. Because Jesus is soon to come back. And if you are not saved, if you are not born again, and even though you've been in your church 30, 40, 50 years, and your granddad, your grandmama, who all put a brick in the church, however that goes, if you are not truly saved, in hell shall you lift up your eyes. There is a heaven and a hell. So we got to get it right. We got to open the doors of our heart unto the Lord. There's no way that you can be come to Jesus and not change. We get to come as we are, but we don't get to stay as we are. He's knocking on the door of your heart telling you need to get this right. You need to come. While the blood is yet running warm in your veins, you need to get it right. He said, behold, I stand and I knock. If you open the door, I come in and I suck with you, I talk with you, I save you, I heal you, I deliver you. But you can't just be churching it. And it don't matter about you paying no tithes in the church. Don't matter about you being on air at Zilla the church. Don't matter if you're buddy-buddy with the pastor. Don't matter. You got to be born again. You got to be born again. And he must be your Savior. He must be the Lord of your life. So I want to encourage you today, if you're not saved, I want to encourage you. You just churching and being a church girl, Sunday morning Christian. I want to encourage you today. Say this prayer with me. Lord, I give my life to you today. Forgive me for churching it. Forgive me for just being a church girl. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I give you my life. I lay down my life. I give you my soul, I give you my spirit, I give you my body as a living sacrifice for you, Lord. I need you to help me, Lord, save my soul. If you said that prayer and you honestly repent of your sin with a godly sorrow, don't try to play with God. Don't try to play with him. Can't fool God. You can fool man, but you can't fool God. You can fool me, but you can't fool God. He knows your heart. We got to get it right. Open up your heart this day. And I pray that God will give you a heart of flesh so that he can come in and change your life. Your life will never, ever, ever be the same. You know, you're going in the church and out of the church, but you ain't saved. Not for real, for real, for real. You ain't saved. You know what? I was a church going and churching it too. That's my testimony. I was in the church for many years. I grew up in the church. But if my name was on the roll, I wasn't saved. I had been baptized or sprinkled or how they do it. I had been all of that. But my soul was not saved. I had not been born again of the Spirit. We got to get it right. Because Jesus not coming back for no church building. He ain't coming back for that. He ain't interested in all these big churches everybody building. He interested in the souls of men. So we got to get it right. So if you said that prayer and you have given your life to Christ, I want you to inbox me on Facebook, Elaine Jackson, or Voice of Truth. Now, if you are a backslider, the Bible says that God is ever married to the backslider. We got to come. We got to get it right. You got to get back to the things of God. You got to open your heart back up to God. Now, I don't know how you got there. And we know that God is a forgiving God. And he will heal you, deliver you, and set you free by his Spirit. Because his Spirit is a spirit of life. And it's a spirit of healing. It's a spirit of love and joy and peace. And you can have all of that back. Come.
Jesus back to the sheepfold while you still have time. Come. And come now. And just say this prayer with me. Lord, I repent of my sin with a godless thought. I turn from sin. You got to turn from it. You got to make a turn from sin. You can't go back out into sin. You got to turn to sin no more and give your life to Christ and get back to doing the work that you were doing for God. You know, we all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. But we serve a God that's able to heal us and deliver us and forgive us. He's a God of love. We got to get it right. You got to come back to the Lord. So repent of your sin with a godless sorrow. Lord, I repent of my sin with a godless sorrow. And I rededicate my life back to you this day. I come as humble as I know. I come back unto you, my Father. If you said that prayer unto me, unto the Lord, if you said that prayer, I want you to inbox me there on Facebook. And as I said earlier, for all, if you fit in any of those categories, if you would just inbox me, and then I can have some session with you. We can go through some scriptures and pray with you. Also contact you with my leaders, amen, so that you can be healed and delivered and set free, because Jesus is knocking. And when we look all over the world and we see the things that are happening in the Word of God tells us when we see all these things happening, we know that our Redeemer draws nigh. So we got to get it right. We got to open the door to the things of God. We got to open the door to Him. We got to let Him in and let Him be the Lord and the headship of our life. We got to have Him first in our life. He came at all, might live. And if you said those, any one of those prayers, I want to encourage you today to do that, because we see what's going on in the world, and it ain't going to get any better. So we need to get it right. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man hears my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and I will sup with him, and he with me." Amen. To God be the glory. Open the door. Open the door to your heart to Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Jesus is Lord. We thank God for his word. Amen. Open the door. Stop opening the door to foolishness. We'll open the door for food real quick. But let us open the door of our heart unto Jesus, the one that came and died for us, the one that rose again, the one that yet lives. He still lives and he still saves. Amen. To God be the glory. I'm going to go ahead and do the BOT announcements. Amen. We do hope and pray that you tune in today. To Voice of Truth, and we thank God that you are here with us today. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend about us. God is going to do some great and marvelous work through this ministry, amen, and you can follow us there on Block Talk Radio. Voice of Truth is the second half of the Hour of Power, as they call us, and Voice of Truth is on the air from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live on Block Talk Radio every Sunday. Amen. Prophetess Martha Williams, Pathetic Corner, is live and on the air on Block Talk Radio from 5 to 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Sunday on Block Talk Radio. She is the first half of the Hour of Power. I want to encourage you to get connected to her ministry and follow her ministry as well. I want to encourage you also to sow an offering in her ministry. I know it has been a blessing unto you. She's a prophet of God.
So if you want to talk to the prophet, amen, just go to Prophetess Martha Williams or Martha Williams, and you can inbox her there, amen. Come with an offering, amen, to the prophet, amen. To God be the glory, amen. And she will get with you, right? She'll get with you and set up session or whatever she needs to do, amen. To God be the glory. We have for you on Tuesday night one word from the Lord with my leaders, my pastors, Pastor Joseph Ryle and Prophetess Apostle Yvonne Ryle. One word from the Lord. It's live and on the air every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't know about you, but I need a word from a true prophet of God. There are many prophets out there, and there are many spirits speaking, but it ain't of God. And I can give a testimony and say that when she speak a word, it's an on-time rhema word. It's on-time. It'll be the word that you need. But I want to encourage you to get connected to my pastor and apostle, amen. Your life will never, never, never be the same, because my life has never, never, never been the same since I got connected to this man and woman of God that I love dearly. I love them to people. I thank God for my leaders, amen. They are also also man and woman of God. They are also mentors. They're also coaches, amen. So you can inbox Pastor at Pastor Joseph Ryle on Facebook, and also Without Walls Worldwide Ministry there on Facebook, and Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, amen. You can also contact her there, Prophetess Yvonne or Yvonne Ryle, amen, and they will get back with you, amen. On Saturday, we have for you Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew's Faith Come by Hearing Ministry. She's on the air live from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And call a neighbor, call a friend, and have them to tune in to hear this powerful woman of God. And you will truly be blessed by the word, amen. She always comes with a powerful word of God. She's a praying woman of God. So I want to encourage you to do that. I want to encourage you to get connected and begin to follow these ministries, amen. And you can do that. You can Google any one of them, and you should be able to find it. All of elders' messages of Faith Come by Hearing are under Without Walls Worldwide Minister on Blog Talk Radio, amen. So if you click the follow button there, you'll be following Elder, and you'll be following Pastor and Apostle as well. Pathetic Corner, you do the same thing, just Google it, and you can just follow her there as well. And that helps you get the messages about the shows and broadcasts, amen. So we want to encourage you to do that. And I want to encourage you, if, you know, you're listening to One Word from the Lord, and you're listening to Faith Calm by Hearing Ministry, and you're listening faithful, and you're being delivered, you're being healed, you're being set free, you're receiving the word from the Lord. I want to encourage you to sow offerings into their ministry. You know, you got to have some seed in the ground. You know, I always seed time and harvest. So I want to encourage you to do that. Amen. And I know that these messages that they preach, I know that when prophet speaks a word, a prophet Yvonne speaks a word, a prophetess Yvonne speaks a word, it comes to pass. The true prophet of God, just as Prophet Martha is a true prophet of God. So I want to encourage you to do that. Get connected and stay connected. And men, pastor is an awesome pastor. He's an awesome pastor. Love him. And so I want to encourage you, if you need somebody to talk to, the pastor is there for the men. We call it the men. We call the men to come on in. Pastor is there to mentor you. He's there to coach you. You got any questions about marriage? You've been married a long time to his beautiful wife. So we want to encourage you to get connected to men of God. He's a man of God that can help you and lead you and guide you in the way that you should go in all, you know, in all the different things and aspects of life and marriage and the home and family and ministry and all those things. So I want to encourage you to do that. Amen. We also want to encourage you to become a wild partner for offering of $25 or more. If you would like to do that, you can contact Apostle or anyone on the WOW team, and we'll be able to tell you that, how to get connected. But when you come on a WOW partner, you receive other perks. You receive encouragement during the week by text or email. You receive that or you may even get a call from the prophet. And we want to encourage you to do that. We put you on our prayer list, and we got some prayer warriors over here, amen, that can get a prayer. We don't pray no prayer that hit the floor. We don't pray no prayer. Yo, get out there, get this long to the floor. Ain't got doing nothing. Oh, help the Lord, help the Lord, help the Lord. Well, we got some people that can pray over here to get some prayer up, amen. I don't know if y'all heard Elder Bray. That's a power of God. Y'all got to get connected. Y'all got to get connected to the things of God. Because you need to be healed. You need to be delivered, set free. Amen. I'm not saying they ain't doing it in the other ministry, but I know about this one. I know about this one. Amen. Because I would not be where I am today if it had not been for this ministry. And I pray that God will richly bless this ministry like never before. Amen. To God be the glory. But if you want to become a wild partner, we want to encourage you to do that for an offering of $25 or more. And we want to encourage you to become a monthly partner as well. Just be a monthly partner. Amen. Because most of us don't weigh $25. Just going out eating. Amen. Also, we want to encourage you, if you have not purchased my ebook, The Heart Reflection, it's on Amazon.com. You can just Google The Heart Reflection, my name, Elaine Jackson, and it'll pull it right up, and you can purchase it for $2.99 just with a click. Amen. And the holiday seasons are coming up. What a perfect gift to give somebody the living word of God. When God has put his name on it, it's God's word. It ain't my word. I want to encourage you to purchase that for $2.99. A gift that will encourage and help someone, amen, to get their life right, get their heart right before God, amen. To God be the glory. We just thank God for the upcoming ebook that will be coming, that will be released and published. So we give God all the glory, amen, for what he's doing in the household of faith. God's going to do some great things in the household of faith. So I just thank God for his word, amen. To God be all of the glory. What an awesome God we serve. We're going to go ahead and get up out of here. But just be careful of what doors you open. Make sure that you're opening the doors. If you're a believer, make sure that door that you're opening or you finna walk through, that is a door of God. You want to make sure of that. And we do pray that those who are not saved, that you will open the door of your heart and allow Jesus to come in and to be within you, his spirit. His spirit gives you life. And I want to encourage you to open the door. Don't be talking about out here knocking and you can't come in. Let him in so that he can be with you, help you, and deliver you and set you free. Amen. To God be the glory. We thank God again for his word. I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction. Amen. To God be the glory. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. God loves you, and we love you too here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Meet us here next week, next Sunday, at the same place, at the same time, 6:30 p.m., here on Block Talk Radio. Be blessed.